Our scripture reading for today is from Isaiah chapter 58, verses 6 through 12. Is not this the fast that I choose, to loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them and not to hide yourself from your own kin. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer you. You shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness, and your gloom shall be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong, and you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Lately, it seems like I have a hard time knowing what day it is. Sometimes I even wake up on Sunday and go, okay, what do I have anything to do today? So I'm kind of in that state. I think maybe it comes with age a little bit, but it seems like things are just happening so fast, and so I'm trying to get ahead, and I'm looking at scriptures for this week and next week and the week after and so on. And when I first came to this one, and I thought, oh my gosh, are we in Lent already? Because this is such a Lent sort of a scripture, but no, this really is the scripture for today, and we're really not in Lent yet. It's coming. It's not very far away, but we're not there yet. And that's a good reminder that the liturgical seasons are not that specific. Some of us like things in total black and white, and, you know, this is Lent, and so we do this. But all the liturgical seasons are appropriate for the entire year. It is appropriate for us to celebrate the incarnation, not just at Christmas, but every time, every day. It is appropriate for us to celebrate the resurrection, not just on Easter Sunday, and not even just during the Easter season, but every day. It is appropriate for us to be aware of our need for repentance every day, not just during the season of Lent. So it's okay for us to have this scripture here this morning. Isaiah is talking to the people of Israel, who have a strong recognition of their identity as God's chosen people, just like being chosen for that A-team that you wanted to get on. They're God's chosen ones. And they know the rules of the game, and so they're kind of following the rules. And Isaiah says, you're really not following the rules. Fasting was not one of the rules. I mean, it wasn't one of the Ten Commandments. But it's something that comes up a lot in Scripture. Esther is one who comes to mind when she had to face the possibility of putting herself at risk. She went into seclusion with her friends, and they fasted and prayed. And often fasting is an accompaniment to prayer. There's something about fasting that helps to sharpen our senses and maybe our awareness of God, and so fasting is a good accompaniment to prayer for seeking God's will. And that's what Esther did, and that's what lots of other people did, Old Testament and New Testament. Jesus, of course, fasted 40 days and 40 nights when he went into the wilderness, beginning of Lent. That's an extreme example, but it's pretty common. And Isaiah is talking about fasting. In that literal sense, fasting means abstaining from food, choosing to abstain from food. Starving to death is not fasting. It is starving. It is being hungry. But fasting is choosing, for whatever reason, sometimes it's because we have to get our blood drawn in the morning, to not eat. And it may be to not eat a particular thing or a particular meal, but it's abstaining from food. We talk about other kinds of fasting. We often say, oh, this Lent, I'm gonna fast from video games, or whatever, meaning I'm going to abstain from those things. That's kind of a metaphorical use, and Isaiah is doing something similar here. He starts out before what we read by saying that God says, the people are seeking me as if they were a nation that practiced righteousness, as if they were a nation that practiced righteousness and had not forsaken the ordinance of God. And the people would have said, oh yes, but we're fasting. Isaiah says, for God, you call what you're doing a fast? A day acceptable to the Lord? No, says God, this is the fast that I choose. Loose the bonds of injustice. Undo the straps of the yoke. Let the oppressed go free. Bring the homeless, poor into your house. Clothe the naked. And then your light shall break forth like the dawn. Very metaphorical. Now, it does say twice in here, it does specifically address fasting. Verse 7 is to share your bread with the hungry. That is the fast that I choose. And again, verse 10, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness. That's the kind of fasting that God prefers. So when we fast for Lent, we might say, okay, I'm not going to eat chocolate until Easter, and then I'm going to eat so much I get sick. Or, well, I, knowing the liturgical rules, am not going to drink coffee during Lent, but I know that Sundays are not part of Lent, so I'm going to get my cup of coffee on Sunday. So that's technically fasting. But you're not really giving it up. You're temporarily denying yourself that treat. This is different. Share your bread with the hungry. Not only not eat the bread, but give it to somebody who needs it. That's giving it up. That's a true fast. That's what Isaiah says God wants. I also think about Jesus in Matthew, which is a Lent scripture, often comes up, I think, on Ash Wednesday, where Jesus says, don't just stand on the street corners and say long and eloquent prayers with your nice long prayer tassels, and don't walk around with long faces because, oh my goodness, you're so hungry because you're fasting. And Jesus says, people who do this, they've already got their reward. Their reward is people are looking at them and going, oh, they are so holy. Listen to those long and eloquent prayers. Look at how seriously they're fasting. They're just about to faint. That's their reward, the admiration of people. That's not what God is after. That is not what is pleasing to God. And Jesus says, if you're gonna fast, put a smile on your face, comb your hair, put on your best color and face the world with a smile and help others to feel better too. What Isaiah is addressing here and what Jesus is addressing there is things that we do for ourselves. What Isaiah is recommending and what Jesus is recommending is what we do for others. We tend to be selfish. We tend to be focused on ourselves and our own gratification because we're human. And that's why we have the gift of these spiritual disciplines to help us see better. The show of holiness is something that we do rather than caring for others. The appearance of holiness is something that we seek. But Isaiah says, and Jesus says, that real holiness within ourselves, is caring for others. It's not one or the other. It's not looking holy or caring for others. Caring for others is being holy, is being the people that the Lord chooses. And this text finishes with these beautiful and powerful words. The Lord will guide you and satisfy your needs and make you strong. You will be like a spring of water. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. There are so many breaches in our world that need restoring. There are so many streets in our world that need restoring and repairing. That's the fast that God chooses, to care for others, to give, to serve, to love. And that's what will bring the kingdom of God on earth. Amen.